Love in the Time of Cholera by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Read by Talisa Teixeira. It began with routine simplicity. Dr. Juvenal Urbino had returned to the bathroom in the days when he still bathed without help and begun to dress without turning on the light. As usual, she was in her fetal state, her eyes closed, her breathing shallow, that arm from a sacred dance above her head. But she was only half asleep, as usual, and he knew it. After a prolonged sound of starched linen in the darkness, Dr. Urbino said to himself, "I've been bathing for almost a week without any soap." Then, fully awake, she remembered, and tossed and turned in fury with the world because, in fact, she had forgotten to replace the soap in the bathroom. She had noticed its absence 3 days earlier when she was already under the shower, and she had planned to replace it afterward. But then she forgot until the next day, and on the third day the same thing had happened again. The truth was that a week had not gone by, as he had said to make her feel more guilty, but 3 unpardonable days, and her anger at being found out in a mistake maddened her. As always, she defended herself by attacking. "Well, I've bathed every day," she shouted beside herself with rage, "and there's always been soap." Although he knew her battle tactics by heart, this time he could not abide them. On some professional pretext or other, he went to live in the intern's quarters at Misericordia Hospital, returning home only to change his clothes before making his evening house calls. She headed for the kitchen when she heard him come in, pretending that she had something to do, and stayed there until she heard his carriage in the street. For the next 3 months, each time they tried to resolve the conflict, they only inflamed their feelings even more. He was not ready to come back as long as she refused to admit there had been no soap in the bathroom. And she was not prepared to have him back until he recognized that he had consciously lied to torment her.